listening to Fit to Print, journalism about journalism. My name is Philip Askew, and tonight we'll be discussing press coverage of squatting unused properties in London. A recent London Evening Standard article recently raised some concerns about the barely legal activity. Here to discuss it with us is Mr. Alaric Kime, an anthropologist who has been studying squatting and Western counterculture. Alaric, welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself and the focus of your research.
My name is Alaric Kime. I'm a fourth year master's anthropology student in the University of St. Andrews. So this research of mine focuses particularly on the way in which squatters on a day-to-day basis can forge social networks that allow them to get around the violence and the systemic bias they are faced with in terms of the government, landlords, external media, and this kind of thing. That's kind of the overall focus of the research.
So what are your impressions of the Evening Standard piece? It seems to emphasize how antisocial squatters can get.
One of the main problems with this article is that they're conflating different people that have lived in this pub over the course of 3 or 4 months. I was only there during June and July with the group that I was in, but there were certainly at least 2 other squatter groups that were in there before then that, for all intents and purposes of organizing in terms of individual behavior, are completely separate and can't really be conflated in the same way that 2 people renting a house can't be conflated. There's no way of keeping track of who's in the property because there isn't really a huge amount of community engagement, as much because the community is so hostile as the fact that the squatters don't want much to do with them.
One of the main complaints that came up was how noisy the squat could get. Do you think this was fair?
They played music. Given that it was a pub, it was pretty well insulated, and I would imagine that the noise that they were making was definitely no less than an active pub, which is what this building was before it was closed. Where they had live music sets, they certainly didn't make any more noise than that. I would guess that even when they were having parties, they would have significantly less people there and less noise than an active pub.
This journalist was clearly not left with a good impression of the squat. Do you think the squatters may have been hostile?
Anybody that turns up with a clipboard in a suit with an audio recording is part of the kind of world of officialdom that is largely responsible for trying to evict them. These people are not people that are friendly to them. But they weren't hostile until the guy refused to leave. He kept hanging around, knocking on neighbors' doors, trying to get talking to neighbors. He kept sitting outside with the camera taking photos. The media seems to think that because it's a squatted property in a contested space, that it's not somebody's living space and that squatters somehow don't have the same kind of rights to privacy that anybody living in any other normal accommodation would be. It's just somehow in the public sphere, which means in their sphere.
Alaric Kime, thank you very much for your time. That's all we have time for tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Follow us on Twitter at #printfit. Next week, could Daily Mail articles about cancer give you cancer?